I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, you might have seen over the last 24 hours, there's been a couple of images that have come out of Andrew Johns in some Parramatta training gear, and he's been helping out down there at training. And he did this at the start of 2020 as well, and everyone sent me a message saying, oh, imagine Mitch Moses, he's got Joey showing him what to do, he's going to be unbelievable. And look, with all due respect to Joey, I'm a huge fan of him, but he's been to a lot of clubs and he hasn't overly improved halves, if I'm being honest with you. They've had little peaks after he's been there, then they've dropped off. And to be honest with you, when I watched Mitchell Moses last year, everyone messaged me saying how crap he was awful. Look, I think last year was Mitchell Moses' most complete season yet, and I've spoken a little bit about this, and for me, I was stoked at what I saw with Mitch Moses. He's starting to learn how to control a footy team, and this is what Joey would be teaching him. So if you're seeing Joey in a Parramatta shirt and you're thinking, oh my God, Mitch Moses, and go back to the chip over the top, the cutout ball, the superstar, the flick pass sort of guy, I'm sorry, you've got it all wrong. Joey's going to be teaching Mitch Moses how to control a game, how to control the tempo of a game, where on the field they need to get so that he can get the best out of Dylan Brown. Like, you all told me that Mitch Moses sucked last year. I'm sorry. Mitch Moses is becoming a true halfback. He's becoming the guy that can own a game, that can control it. It's going to take time, don't get me wrong, but he's no longer the highlights reel player that he once was, and for me, that's a huge positive. A lot of Supercoach players out there, they'll be devastated. A lot of part-time fans that watch highlights will be upset, but he is the guy that Parramatta need. They need a guy that control the ruck, that can get his team to where they need to be, and when they played their best football last year, it was when they set up to the right, he would drop Ryan Madison off and they'd swing back. When they got to the right sticks and they came back to the left, and that's where your Dylan Brown, your Sean Lane, your Michael Jennings, these guys, Sivo, all got clean ball. And I'm sorry, if you think that Andrew Johns being there is going to see Mitch Moses, the highlights reel, come back, you've got the wrong idea and you're going to be very disappointed. Now, as I've said, he's developing into a quality seven, and this is what Andrew Johns would be doing. And the biggest thing, the reason why I feel sorry for Mitch Moses is because he's come through the juniors being the guy that can do everything. He's always had the chip over the top. He's always had the long pass. He's always had the show and go, the big tries, you know, the unbelievable highlights. And for me, when you get into first grade, that can be a curse. Because when you are that guy and you've got that sort of ability, you want to do it on every single play. And that was the problem with Mitch Moses a couple of years ago. And that was why, yes, they cleaned up during the regular season. He was Dally M halfback. He was unbelievable. Then we got to finals football. Then we got to the Melbourne Storm. They beat the Brisbane Broncos, you know, 50-0 the week before. Everyone was talking about Mitch Moses. Same kid, 7 days later, comes up against a system that doesn't allow big highlight plays to go through. It's where you have to kick to corners. You have to turn them around. You have to play for 80 minutes. You have to build pressure. And Mitch Moses, he wasn't able to do that. You all told me against the Broncos he was a superstar. The week later, he sucked again because he couldn't handle Melbourne. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Andrew Johns is going to teach him about controlling the game, running the clock, controlling where the Parramatta Eels are, and and being in control of the tempo of a game of football, which is what the good halves do, it's not about the highlights. It never has been about the highlights. You have your highlight footballers, and you know what? They tend not to win trophies if they don't have a guy next to them who can control the tempo. This is where Mitch Moses is heading. Andrew Johns is going to be fantastic for him, but if you want highlights, I'm sorry, you're not going to get them. It's not the sort of halfback he's becoming.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.